Welcome to the Hermes Investment Podcast, bringing you up-to-date views from our team.
Do you feel, Andrew, that sustainable investing is, you know, there's been a generational shift towards it? I mean, it's always been there in sort of various forms, but what makes sort of it such an important topic now?
Well, I think the world is going through a series of major transitions in the climate, in geopolitics, in technology and demographics. All of these are leading to great uncertainty and changing patterns of demand and opportunity. But also millennials are recognizing that, for example, climate change or the lack of quality jobs are issues that are really touching their generation. So when they come to look at their savings products, their pension plans, they want to see their values and purposes reflected by their portfolio managers. So there is a push element from the end users, because we have to remember at the end of all our products, whether it's a pension fund or a UCITS fund, there is an individual. So we are beginning to see people voice their preferences for the way that their assets are invested. But there's also a pull factor, because many of those big transitions are actually beginning to challenge the existing business models of many companies. So stranded assets aren't just a concept of fossil fuels. You can find them on tertiary high streets. You can find them in the auto industry, in the food industry, as the climate, as geopolitics, as technology shift and evolve. So many companies are finding their long-established business models just don't work anymore in this new order that's evolving.
And you mentioned in your answer to my first question that ESG is something that Hermes have been doing for a long time, since 1983. Can you talk a little bit about how it's evolved within the business over that time?
Yes, you know, I think we've always taken our responsibilities as a business seriously. Engagement, we were probably one of the first organizations in the world to set up a dedicated stewardship business in Hermes Equity Ownership Services way back in 2004. So we were founding signatories to the UN Principles of Responsible Investing, which were partly written in this office, by the way. So we always had integrated into the way that we manage our assets the notion of being good stewards, engaging with companies, voting on all resolutions. And that's a very important way of demonstrating our understanding and commitment to long-term investing. Now, as times evolved, I think more and more data has become available. So it's easier now to be able to analyze both the inputs and the outputs from companies to better understand how they touch the environment, society, and not just governance. It's continuing to evolve. I like to think about sustainable investing as a way that links great ESG, which, for example, our global equity team, our emerging markets team, have been doing for quite some time, into a framework that aligns with how we think about traditional portfolio management. Because we all want sustainable financial returns, sustainable margins, sustainable economic moats, to use a Warren Buffett term. But to achieve that, companies have to think about their environmental and social impacts and to ensure that they have the right governance structure to deliver those long-term sustainable returns. So it's really now about integrating environmental, social, and governance throughout the value chain of investing, both for equities and for credit, both in public and private markets, because at the end of the day, it makes you a better long-term investor.
Andrew, that's been very interesting, and best of luck for the new fund launches in 2018.
Thank you, we're very excited about them.
Thank you for listening to the Hermes podcast. If you found it interesting and would like to listen to more podcasts by Hermes, please visit our website, hermes-investment.com, and search for podcasts. These podcasts are for information purposes only, and the views, information, or opinions expressed therein are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Hermes Investment Management and its employees. Performance should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. All the performance represented is historical. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future results, and investors may not recover the full amount invested.